Pets today on Common Sense Revisited. Today is Saturday, November 26, 2011. We appreciate you joining us on Republic Broadcasting Network and for tuning in at 11:40 a.m. in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We appreciate you checking out Common Sense Revisited. I'm your host for the next hour. My name is Todd McGreevy, and we have a guest joining us today on the show, Kirk McKenzie, author, publisher, documentarian, massive communicator of all things liberty and freedom-oriented. We're going to have him on the air for this whole hour. We'll have a few minutes towards the end of the show for call-ins and so forth. And, you know, the namesake of the show is Common Sense Revisited, and you can go to commonsenserevisited.com, and there you can download for free the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original. And that would be the 48-page magazine in PDF format, full color. It is addressed to the inhabitants of America on the following interesting subjects of the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and nature's God. And there's all kinds of... It's a great primer to learn about bottom-up government, about chaotic development, organic development of systems, of societies, of self-determination, of recognizing our indigenous authority that we have as humans, being born with these rights given to us by our Creator, the general concept that the word constitutional right is an oxymoron. There is no such thing as a constitutional right. There are constitutionally protected rights. Very few people understand that nuance and talk about it. It's one of my personal missions is to try and plant that seed with folks to understand that this document that we all get so worked up about, these governing so-called governing documents, these statutes, these constitutions, these items, these Bill of Rights, we have all these rights prior to these documents being formed, prior to these governments being created, prior to us making these surrogates who are there to protect our rights that already exist. We gain nothing. We are given nothing from the document themselves. The document is our compact with our fellow man so that we can protect these rights. So if you hear someone say constitutional rights, call them on the carpet. There is no such thing. We have all these rights regardless. And so we're going to attempt to revisit some common sense this hour like we do every week. We appreciate Phil Posderick's efforts every week as well on Positively Unconstitutional. You just listened to him in the previous segment. And be sure to stay tuned for Michael McKay coming up on Radio Free Market at the top of the next hour at 1 o'clock. He always has excellent programming as well. Please don't forget to go to republicbroadcasting.org. That's a superb website. That's the landing page for this network, RBN. You can sign up for archives there. You can join as a subscriber to get access to all the archives. There's excellent news tickers there and news aggregators as well. It's information you will not find elsewhere, information you will not find in the lamestream media. I'm going to bring Kirk in, and Kirk, of course, the way this works, we're going to be cut off any second now, but I wanted to, well, I rambled on long enough to get to the first break. I'm going to introduce Kirk right after this first commercial break. I'm excited to have Kirk on the show today. We're going to be right back with Kirk McKenzie. Be sure to support the advertisers you hear on RBN, and stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendivite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Welcome back, everybody, to Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network, and thank you for staying with us. We have with us today Kirk McKenzie. Kirk, are you there?
Here I am.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today, Kirk. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm happy to do so.
Folks, Kirk McKenzie, I first ran across Kirk in my inbox, in my email. He puts out roughly nearly every day a thing what he calls Citizen Newswire, and it's a compendium of headlines, news clips, resources, useful YouTube videos, blog postings, all kinds of things that are just, it's an excellent daily digest of information you're not getting anywhere else. And I just started to get to, you know, click through finally some of his advertisement about his own publishing company. And it's the power of advertising, Kirk. As you know, I'm a publisher as well, and it takes time for people to pay attention. I'm going to put a huge plug in for what you do because I think everybody should check it out. It's at silentnomorepublications.com. Silentnomorepublications.com is a great starting point to get to know what Kirk has been up to. And Kirk, your bio here says you're a natural-born citizen of the U.S. You're the son of an Air Force colonel. You were raised to love your country and what it stood for, but it's been with growing unease that you've witnessed the decline of America's greatness economically, politically, and culturally. You took it upon yourself to study for nearly 20 years now, it looks like, before you published this. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
And you have degrees in engineering and business, over 20 years experience in various management positions in technology companies, both large and small, and you now operate your own business brokerage company. So, Kirk, I'm going to touch on two major things today. One, your book, Money, Defending Your Prosperity, and what that's all about and how and why people should use it. And then two, I want to shift over to your new project, Defending Rural America, which is available at defendingruralamerica.com. And I want to tell a quick story at the outset here. You know, just the other day I was at a restaurant with some friends, and the waitress came to get my payment for the food and drink and so forth, and I asked her, I said, do you accept Federal Reserve notes? And my friends were with me, knew where I was going with this. And she looked at me and she said, oh, I don't think so, no. I said, you sure? You guys don't accept Federal Reserve notes? And she said, I don't think we accept those anymore, is what she said. But I'll go check. And so she ran upstairs to go check, and she came back down, and this look on her face like, you little, you know, so-and-so. And that got the dialogue going about that, you know, here we have a populace that handles Federal Reserve notes every day. all day long and don't even know what they are. Was this part of your awakening as well?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm old enough, I've got the gray hair now to realize what has happened to the United States over, a 60-year period of time. And where we're headed is so dramatically different than the country that I grew up in, and I think for the worse. I think the older you get, the more you realize just how far we're being, drifting away. And I eventually decided that, we tend to think of our legislatures and our congressmen and say, well, they're stupid or they just don't get it. If I could just talk to them and tell them the truth, or if I could just have them read this book or this article, eventually you come to the realization that, no, they do understand what you're trying to tell them. It's just that they don't agree with you. They're moving this world in a direction, and we better wake up and figure that out. And after 20 years, I think I understand this about as well as anybody on this planet. And at the core of this is a group of people, international bankers, and what empowers them, that gives them the power to move the world in their direction, is in fact control of the monetary systems. And in my study of the topic, I read a lot of books. I read a lot of articles. I mean, I read a ton. And I learned a lot, but I always felt like there was something missing. Part of it was that there was no on-ramp, some simple way to get in the topic with a very simple explanation, the basic concepts, and basically how this is screwing you and taking away your liberty. And then a nice, concise history of how it got put together, and then some real crisp, clear ideas on solutions. So I decided there was a need for something different, kind of a primer on the monetary system, and that's what led me to write the book, Money Defending Your Prosperity, in which I try and provide that on-ramp and do it with a lot of illustrations so that people do understand, in very simple terms, these concepts that float around like fractional reserve banking and debt monetization and Federal Reserve notes, and so that people will be educated and begin to understand that, central banking is just a new weapon of mass destruction. I mean, it destroys liberty wherever it goes, and there's 160-plus countries around the world that now have it. It's the same banking families behind all of these across the world, and it's just a new form of absolute totalitarian authority and control. So that's really what the purpose of my involvement has been in this, is to begin to awaken the people, because I think that has to happen.
Well, Kirk, you put your money where your mouth is, pun intended here. I mean, this book, and I'm a student of publishing, and I enjoy books quite a bit, and it's well-crafted, and at the risk of sounding like an infomercial to the listeners out there today, I offer no apologies. It is a must-read book. It's a must-get book. My wife and I bought a dozen of them, I think, from you recently. You shipped them to us, and we've been handing them out to friends that are interested in as gifts and so forth, because it's such a well-crafted booklet. It's not a booklet. It's a well-crafted book. It's 150 pages. It has an appendices. It has a glossary. We had a house guest here for a week last month, and I hadn't seen him for a long time. And he's in his 60s, and he's an independently minded person, but I think considers himself fairly progressive, fairly liberal for the most part. And I left this book on the coffee table, and he read this book cover to cover while I was out at work and so forth, and he was on vacation, and he said this is the most succinct explanation. He understood way more than he ever did. And this guy's a smart guy. He's well-read and he's not in the matrix, the control grid, doesn't accept everything he's told by the media's pablum and truth. And he was really taken with this book, Kirk. So congratulations to you. And one of the things, I want to point out, one of the things, reasons I think, among many reasons why it's such an excellent book is, the introduction's, one page, and you get to page two, and it jumps right into Goldman Sachs. And you give a timeline of Goldman Sachs and the history of Goldman Sachs and so forth. And, I mean, you start right at the heart of the beast, it looks like to me.
Yeah, I wanted to hit people immediately with something that was, timely when the book was written, and, try and take complex things that are presented to us in complex terms, and, oh, my God, it's too hard for you poor little folks out there to understand, and blah, 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 and mm-hmm. take away a lot of that mystique. I mean, it took me a long time to dig through all the vocabulary and begin to understand these things, and then what I love to do is to simplify them. So I think in a couple pages, I pretty much paint the story of Goldman Sachs and how they have a relationship with government. They're in and out of government, doling money back to themselves, and you know, try and hit with a punch. And then the very first chapter goes in and explains the concepts behind the monetary system. And, you know, it starts out kind of slow, and after about four or five pages, you go, wait a minute, what just happened? You know, and you begin to get hit right in the gut with just how corrupt the system is. And I hope that it basically draws people in to read the rest of the book.
Yeah, it's superbly done. A lot of it is stuff that we already, many of us listen to this show already know, but a lot of it is new information, newly presented. You do an excellent job with graphs in here and so forth. You know, I jump towards the end as well into solutions. You have a chapter on solutions where you propose certain things, and you talk about an informed electorate. A lot of it has to do with education, as we both know. We can't have any kind of civic action without education, and really no education without civic action. They go hand in hand. You make some recommendations, you know, no government privileges, no government exemptions, no government unions. You know, some of this stuff, you know, is a little bit top-down that we're going to have to expect some change from the top-down, which I'm not holding my breath for. But some of it is also bottom-up that we need to address. And, you know, disarm the money power is one of the things you talk about. Can you give the listeners an overview of how we would go about disarming the money power?
Well, you know, we have to take away the control over the monetary system from these people. I mean, the what I try to do in the solutions chapters of the book, and there are two different chapters. One is kind of solutions to the monetary system, and then the other chapter is what you as an individual can do to make a difference. But, you know, there are a lot of solutions floating around there, you know, return to gold, return to silver. There's a lot of really interesting ideas floating around there, how to restore a monetary system that disempowers these people and empowers the people, the general public. But, you know, in talking about those kind of solutions, we skip a step. And the step that I like to understand before we get to that is, what are the objectives? What do we want to accomplish by reforming the monetary system? And if whatever we do does not disempower these people, then it's not a reform that's going to help. So, you know, to do this, we have to take away central banking and the power to control the monetary system from us. Then the question becomes, okay, well, what are ways do you do that? And we have to get, at the same time, not only reform the monetary system, we have to get out of debt. I mean, the federal government has put all of us into, what, I don't know, $500,000 of debt, including, you know, new babies that are born coming to this world already an indentured servant. And, you know, we have to get rid of the debt at the federal level. We have to get rid of the debt at the personal level, which is principally home mortgages. And so we have to address those issues, too. It's not just, you know, stopping the systems in place. It's also getting rid of the debt. So I have a solution there called the Jubilee Decade, and the intent being that we should take on a program just like landing on the moon. When Kennedy said, you know, 10 years, let's get on the moon, and we did it. I think 10 years, let's get out of debt. Let's do it. And so I try and lay out the solutions is what individuals can do, as well as what some of the solutions are the monetary system. I happen to be a believer that we have to unwind this the way that it was kind of put together. So you have to understand the history of this, and then we have to kind of back out of it the way that we came into it. And that means we have to go back to legal tender notes for a period of time.
The legal tender act is cause of a lot of ill. We have to take a break, Kirk. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Common Sense Revisited. We're with Kirk McKenzie. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Everyone, to Common Sense Revisited, and I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. I have with me Kirk McKenzie, publisher of Silent No More Publications. You can go there to silentnomorepublications.com. He has a book called Money, Defending Your Prosperity, number 2. I think it's the second edition. Is that right, Kirk?
Yes.
Yeah. And you have a little sister pamphlet, if you will, called Follow the Money. And it's an excellent little handbook, almost the size of a pocket constitution. It's full color on glossy paper. It's, 50, 60 pages thick. And it's another excellent little, it has superb illustrations. It has famous quotes from founding fathers and, founding criminals and banksters and so forth in here. And we were just talking about legal tender. And I'm looking at one of your timelines in here. And a lot of people don't know that in February of 1863, the National Banking Act was passed, which fundamentally changed the nature of the U.S. monetary system. Less ambitious than a single central bank, it nonetheless was a step in that direction. Most importantly, the act authorized the federal government to charter national banks for a period of 20 years, bypassing the states entirely. So that was like one of the first big steps of just kind of the top-down national approach to unconstitutional governance, was it not?
Yeah, it was. in studying that Civil War period, I've, keep coming back to that period and learning more about it because essentially our government was overthrown as a result of Abraham Lincoln. He was not our best president. He was our worst president. He was the one that set the precedent for executive orders. He was the one that set the precedent for the idea that somehow in a state of emergency it's constitutional to be unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And really, the bankers took advantage of this period of time because you didn't have the South, really represented in Congress, nor was the West really given statehood at this point in time. So the country was in the hands of the Northeast. They took advantage of it, and the banksters have, basically passed a lot of legislation to give themselves control over the monetary system to begin that process and to enrich themselves, which they became fabulously rich within, 10 years of this act, and began to use that to take over industry, transportation, railroads, for example. And so it was really in this period of time that we had a revolution in this country. We just don't realize it, but there was a revolution and our constitutional government was really beginning to be overthrown at that point. And the National Bank Act, what it did is it gave the banksters the power to issue currency and allowed them to double their money overnight through a kind of a hokey-dokey system. And it started the precedent for what became Federal Reserve notes, which is nothing more than bank notes. That's what they are. And it's a money that's put into circulation only if somebody borrows it. This is this concept of debt monetization. And so the federal government actually prints up Federal Reserve notes through the Bureau of Engraving, but gives them to the Federal Reserve at the cost of printing, say, you know, a nickel a piece of paper. And then the Federal Reserve then lends it out back to the federal government or somebody else, you know, at full face value. So for a nickel, they get $100. I mean, it's the biggest money pyramiding scheme you've ever heard of. And then they multiply that by 10 through this concept called fractional reserve banking. It's just a completely fraudulent system. And the impact to people is that it destroys your wealth and eventually makes you servants. I mean, a mortgage comes from the word French. It's mort means death and gage means pledge. And when you sign a mortgage, you're essentially saying you're going to go work for the banksters for 30 years.
A death pledge.
Yeah, and they give you something that has absolutely no value. They create the money out of thin air for you alone. It's not. They've fraudulently allowed us to believe that somehow we're borrowing somebody else's deposits. That's not true. The money is created out of thin air. They just create a debit and a credit when you borrow a loan. So you pledge 30 years worth of labor, and you give them a deed of trust to your property, so they effectively have ownership of your home, and you become essentially an indentured servant. And for 30 years, you work for them.
Yeah, it's much like the book by Ronald McDonald, you know, They Own It All, Including You, which is another superb book that I encourage people to get. You know, it can be a little overwhelming to the newcomer to this kind of subject matter, Kirk, and that's one of the reasons why I think your books are so excellent and well worth getting a copy of. You know, on page 23 of your book, Money Defending Your Prosperity, it says, "What is money really?" And to simplify, you know, Article 1 of the Constitution reads in part, "The Congress shall have power to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin, and fix the standard and weights and measures." That's Section 8. Section 9 goes on to say, "No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts." But meanwhile, in 1863, the National Banking Act was passed, which allowed national chartered banks, eventually led to the, because those charters were twice extended, and then we had the Federal Reserve Act, which permanently ensconced this whole unconstitutional act. But prior to, right after 1863, in 1869, the check and balance system that was in place, that purportedly is still in place, but we could argue no longer really exists, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled, and this is what your little booklet points out, Follow the Money, in the Hepburn versus Griswold case of December 1869, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled paper money was unconstitutional in a 4-3 decision. But your little book goes on to explain that Ulysses S. Grant was president at the time of that decision, and he didn't care for that decision, so he nominated two different justices to the Supreme Court, William Strong, a Yale graduate, and Joseph Bradley in 1870, and they overturned it.
They did.
And so our history is so rife with these details that we're not being taught in the schools. And I think your books do an excellent job of bringing it to the forefront. And these should be in the schools, in my humble opinion. It's the bottom half of the hour, folks. We have to take another break. Appreciate you staying with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. And Kirk, we could spend the whole hour easily on these two publications you put together about money and history and the web that has been woven to blind us into this debt system that we're in. It's superb. I want to jump over to the Siskiyou County documentary you did, but do you have anything you want to add at the end here, this segment regarding these books?
No, not at all. I'll probably do a transition between the money and the Siskiyou County when you get to that.
Okay. Sure. Makes sense. I encourage everybody to go to silentnomorepublications.com, take a look at his website, and consider purchasing these books. You can get volume discounts as well, which is what we did, so we can give them out as gifts. I've rarely seen as good a well-put-together booklet that can explain a lot in a short period of time to folks. So I encourage you to do that. So, Kirk, you recently, in the last, I would guess 6 months, you've been working hard on this Defend Rural America initiative, and it culminated, correct me if I'm wrong, in you documenting the onslaught that's happening to the residents and inhabitants of Siskiyou County, California.
Yes, it did. And so let me kind of give you a segue for the audience to follow how I get from doing the monetary system to fighting to defend rural America. I was the California state chair for Ross Perot's United We Stand America a long time ago, and I had a 40,000 member volunteer organization that I was the head of here. And so I kind of understand that. I understand the grassroots and the Tea Party is going on now. And my opinion is that the current Tea Parties and so forth are not being very effective. They could be far more effective, and what they needed to have was a plan. They need to have focus. They need to have a strategy. And so to address that, I did a YouTube video called How to Take Our Country Back, which has been wildly successful. It's had over 35,000 views. It gets another 100 views or so per day. and really kind of lays things out, again, in a very simple terms, but how do you get a country back? And then came follow that up with a part two, which is now the tactics. And in that strategy, I talk about really what are the core things we have to focus on to accomplish. And I have what I call defensive and offensive strategies, and I lay all that out. But one of the defensive strategies is we absolutely have to defend our property, our private property. And so when I had met one of the ranchers up in Siskiyou County when I was down here in the Bay Area for a lunch, and followed up with the meeting, and he ended up setting up interviews with some 43 people up there. And I ended up doing a documentary film. And I was born in Pocatello, Idaho. I have lived in urban areas most of my life, but I've been in and out of the rural areas constantly throughout my life, in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Oregon, Washington. And so I feel very close to the rural areas, and I really had no idea just how far government has gone in terms of abusing the people up there, and not just in Siskiyou County, but across the nation as part of a bigger agenda, this New World Order agenda. And it really hit me. And, you know, they're being attacked from every side. And so I felt compelled to do what I could do to get their story out, let them tell their story in their words, because nobody, you know, media won't cover them. Mass media won't cover them. And, nobody writes movies about them and these struggles anymore. Those are all controlled. And the government doesn't want to listen to them. So nobody's listening to these people. And so I did a documentary, which in their own words, they get to tell the story, and I helped organize the story and came out with a documentary. But beyond that, I decided that I wanted to do more. So I decided that I was going to launch the documentary film up in Siskiyou County in Yreka, and built around that a concept for a huge event. We ended up having more than 1,000 people come. We decided to use this to pull together a lot of organizations. We had over 50 organizations support this event. I revealed the documentary film, and then in addition, I had come up with this idea for a sheriff's panel, and Sheriff John Lupia of Siskiyou County was instrumental in pulling together 8 sheriffs from 8 different counties in Northern California and Oregon who came together to stand tall for the Constitution. And that video has gone almost viral and has really been one that's wakening people up to what the sheriffs are able to do. It fits right into Sheriff's Max fame. And so it really became a spark plug. I mean, it's just put a tremendous amount of energy back into the people of Siskiyou County. We got stories from people across the country. They're flooding in, you know, making connections, hooking up, doing all the things that I had hoped this would do.
Kirk, I think that meeting you helped host and put together is a tipping point. I've talked about it briefly on this show. It's linked at numerous places on the Internet. One of them is countysheriffproject.org, which we talked about last week. And what I want to do for our listeners is circle back to the documentary in Siskiyou County and the plight that those people are facing, which was the impetus for your documentary, which led to that event where all those sheriffs stood tall. I've watched the documentary, ordered a copy of it. Got a copy of it, and correct me where I'm wrong on this. I'm going to try and summarize this. In true fashion, like your books, Kirk, you've done a superb job on your documentary with visuals and graphics that help summarize the information that you're sharing, because there's a lot of data. But what we've seen here is that in this county, which is sparsely populated, it's a small population, it's relatively poor, it's one of the poorest counties in California, but it's really rich in natural resources, and it's about the size of Massachusetts, just the county itself. It's 4 million acres, right?
Yeah, it's a big county. It's the fifth largest in the state of California.
Yeah, and there's 4 dams that run through one of the major river through this county, correct?
Yeah, it's the Klamath River. It starts in southern Oregon and flows through northern California and then mostly east-west direction over to the Pacific Ocean.
And the federal government, I'm not sure which division has decreed this or if there's been a single point of pain here, but essentially there's been a call by the feds to destroy all four dams.
Yeah, that's correct. 3 of them are in Siskiyou County, and the 4th is actually the a dam up in southern Oregon. And so what's happening is that the entire, you know, they, the government wants to treat this like an entire area, like a whole region. Wherever there's a water drop that flows into this river, that's considered to be part of the territory they want to control. And so it's the entire Klamath River Basin, or the Klamath Basin watershed, depending on how you term that. Well, that's an area that's the size of the state of Maryland, encompasses 9 counties, 5 in California, 4 in Oregon. It's a mammoth area, and essentially it's not just about the removal of these dams. It turns out to be the destruction of the community. There's constitutional issues, there's legal issues, there's federal agency abuses that are going on here. Federal agents pulling guns on people that have been on their ranches for 5 generations. Just the horrendous amount of legal suits that they're dealing with, the way that the culture is now, the schools in San Francisco Bay are treating farmers like they're criminals, the attitude that Americans are getting towards them because that's what they're being taught. We have Indian tribes. I mean, what we have here, Todd, is that of all the things that, you know, we're trying to deal with in this changing world, probably 70% of what we want to accomplish is actually encompassed in microcosm in the story of Siskiyou County.
I 100% agree with you on that, Kirk. It is a microcosm of the template, the boilerplate that the hardcore environmentalists, the globalists, the collectivists, the Agenda 21 advocates are using this as their method to test the waters of how they can take control of rural America. And you have a slide on your documentary, which I have paused here, and I'm going to read because it's really an excellent overview of what's going on. The impetus that the government's claiming they need to destroy the dams is because they need to protect the coho salmon. And their plan calls for to increase spawning 250 miles upstream in poor water by destroying the dam, the existing hatchery, the current ecosystem, destroying the power production, because there's hydroelectric power being generated, green power being generated at all these dams, destroying agricultural, destroying the community, destroying property values, and destroying the Shasta Indian Nation there. And they will restore, and they call this this deconstruction thing, they call it restoration, of course, just like the government, they lie to you. They tell you it's black when it's really white, just like the Patriot Act. And they by restoring droughts, flooding, they want to release 20 million cubic yards of silt with this plan. They will release yellow perch into the environment at a cost of billions of dollars paid for by the community and all Californians in the state. The government's ignoring alternatives, documented alternatives that have been talked about. This is all for a fish that is not threatened, not native, and of little commercial value, with no guarantees, no liability, no clear rehabilitation plan, and most importantly, this is by agency decree with no representation, no legislative process, and no jurisdiction. Now, I'm taking your words, Kirk. This is what you put in your documentary, your summation. I think this is an extremely important matter that any American who cares about property rights should be paying close attention to what's happening in that California county.
Absolutely, because, you know, you picked the best foil in the whole thing. I basically took all these stories and I listened to all these people, and eventually in my own mind it took me weeks to kind of do the little magic I do, which is try and synthesize things, and it kind of comes together in that foil, really what the people up there feel and are saying about this, and it is. It's an absolute travesty when you... So the documentary, I do encourage people to watch it. It's the 54-minute, there's a shortened version that's up on YouTube, where you can go to defendruralamerica.com and you can watch it there. And then there's a longer version. The full version is available for purchase via DVD, and that's at the silentnomorepublications.com. But you can actually see firsthand, and you can, you know, I intertwined my ability to take the story and tie it together with the actual interviews of the people, and so you can hear the people talking in their own voice about the issues that are facing them. And I don't think there'd be an American that could watch that without beginning to have, you know, profound changes in their thinking about what's going on. And most of us don't remember, we've forgotten, we take for granted. But this country, you know, 95% of this country is rural. And this is where our water comes from. This is where our energy that drives our, you know, heats our homes and drives our, you know, industry come from. It's where our food comes from. It's where our building materials come from. It's where, you know, we get all of our minerals and resources. And these are the people that are stewards of that land that have done this on a sustainable basis since this country was founded and continue to do so. But they are absolutely under assault. They are under attack from every direction you can possibly think of. And it's the thing I'm trying to communicate to the rest of America is it's your issue too. Because, you know, even though I live in San Francisco Bay, you begin to realize when you get back to the fundamentals is where does the prosperity of this nation come from, and where does our sovereignty come from, and where does our security come from? Well, it comes from a financial basis that's largely based upon the land that we have as a people. And if we lose that, and if we're dependent on, you know, communist China now for our food, we go from being a food exporter to being a food importer. You know, we've already become an importer of everything that we, every industry we've invented. You know, we became an importer of shoes. They became an importer of TVs and an importer of computers and an importer of iPhones and an importer of, you know, everything you could think of. And now they're going after food production. And if we become an importer of food and our very sustenance, heck, you know, where's our sovereignty and where's our national security? It doesn't exist. And who wants to eat food from communist China or from India or, you know, even from Mexico? When you start looking at the standards that we have for food production here in the United States, they were remarkable. They are great. And, you know, you buy cattle to get to walk around and eat grass in the hills in a very natural environment. Well, in Europe, they've already gone to a factory-style way of raising cattle. They have them in industrial buildings that, you know, exist in cities. They have these multi-store buildings, and the cows just sit there in these industrial buildings and eat until they get big enough and they slaughter them. There's no, they don't walk around. They don't get to see the sky. They don't get to,
This is part of what your documentary towards the end gets to, the, you know, why and how is this happening is the overall, one of the overall questions. And one of your guests on the documentary says this is Agenda 21. And I've brought Agenda 21 up before last week. We had some new listeners last week, thankfully, because I was promoting this heavily to, when we had Sheriff Mack on. And some people gave me some feedback and said, Todd, you're speaking as if people understand what Agenda 21 is. And Siskiyou County, their plight fighting these nameless, faceless bureaucrats who want to destroy their lifestyles, agrarian, rural America, by destroying these lock and dams, by destroying these dams over a non indigenous salmon species with all kinds of problems and issues around it that are hard to go into in a short time period. That's why you need to go to defendruralamerica.com. That is an example of Agenda 21, global to local control of our resources. And I'm going to give, if you just search engine listeners that aren't familiar with Agenda 21, I can give you real quick some web. Freedomadvocates.org is one of the best websites. Freedomadvocates.org is an excellent website about Agenda 21. Or just search engine the term Agenda 21 for dummies. Okay? I mean, and there's all kinds of stuff. But here's the quick overview. The term sustainable development was first introduced to the world in the pages of a 1987 report produced by the United Nations World Commission on Environmental and Development. It was authored by Gro Harlem Brundtland, all right, vice president of the World Socialist Party. The term was first offered as an official UN policy in 1992 in a document called UN Sustainable Development Agenda 21, issued at the UN's Earth Summit, today referred to simply as Agenda 21. And the result of this is that you have, according to its authors, the objective of sustainable development is to integrate economic, social, and environmental policies in order to achieve reduced consumption, social equity, and preservation and restoration of biodiversity. Sustainabilists insist that every societal decision be based on environmental impact, focusing on three components: global land use, global education, and global population control and reduction. That is the quick overview of Agenda 21, folks. This is controlling labor, controlling property under the auspices of environmentalism, and making sure we have enough for the future of the world. And I would state to those listening that we have nothing but abundance on this planet, and then we have a false sense of scarcity created by our governments that create winners and losers, and that this, what's happening in Siskiyou County is a planned, it's a plan of Agenda 21. It is a way to implement a portion of Agenda 21 and using this really rich county with in terms of natural resources as an example.
It is, and I think that people should, you know, understand the full name there. It's United Nations Agenda for the 21st Century. Agenda 21 is just the abbreviation, but it's a vision for the future of our world, not just Siskiyou County, not just the United States, but for our world. It's being enacted worldwide. And most people don't know that the United Nations is simply a front for the international bankers. It was David Rockefeller that got the land donated that put the United Nations in New York City, and it's his bank, Chase Manhattan Bank, that funds the United Nations.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's bought and paid for. United Nations essentially is a Rockefeller corporation and a Rothschild corporation, and they used it as a vehicle to go ahead and start changing the world around. And,
Kirk, we got to take a break. We have our last break before the end of the show. Stay with us, everybody. We're talking to Kirk McKenzie. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
And we are back, everyone. Thank you for being with us this hour. I've really been pleased to have Kirk McKenzie as our guest on Common Sense Revisited. And Kirk, we're going to be short for time here, unfortunately, at the end. And I went to defendruralamerica.com. I encourage everybody to go there. There's a blog section. I drilled down on that. There's a gentleman by the name of Dr. John Menke, M-E-N-K-E, who is in your documentary. He seems to be very studious with regards to these matters going on where he lives. And he writes in this blog at your website, he says, the primary purpose of dam removal is to get agricultural users of electrical power onto fossil fuels. So greenhouse gases produced will allow the federal government, the EPA, to eliminate farming and ranching in the upper Klamath Basin, other parts of the Klamath River watershed, by making power cost prohibitive. Hydroelectric power produced by these dams is not subject to such regulations. The dams scheduled for removal are in superb condition, according to the Department of Water Resources Division of Safety of Dams Engineer in Sacramento. And he goes on, I think that's an excellent summation of, I mean, here you have a county that's operating agrarian-wise with power that's totally green. What the president and all the talking heads talk about, they're doing it, but they're going to the feds are going to destroy it.
Yeah, hydroelectric power, I didn't even begin to realize until I got into this, because we take it for granted, but basically it's completely carbon footprint free. It is completely sustainable. You know, it's water flows, and you get power. It's very cheap. It's local to where you need it. It turns out hydroelectric power is absolutely critical to balancing the loads on our national grid, because hydroelectric power can be ramped up or down within 10 minutes, whereas a nuclear reactor, for example, can take days to do so. So it turns out to be the primary source for keeping our grid actually working and giving us the right voltage and frequency. And, there's no transportation required. There's no consumption. I mean, with fossil fuels, whether it's oil, propane, wood, coal, whatever, you're burning something up. But water just flows. And
so
it's sustainable. It's not consumed.
Uh-huh. Give us an overview of what's the latest since this documentary has been shown, since you had that major event where all the sheriffs stood tall for the Constitution. What's happened since then?
I'd say that they're absolutely fired up. The people have gotten renewed energy. There's an organization here in place. We have sheriffs that are working together. We have media that's working together. We have, I'm pulling into this debate, all kinds of people I've met over the past several years, like yourself and constitutionalists and Agenda 21 people, et cetera, to begin to drill into this story, to tie a local incident back to the global issues that concern us. And so it has been, I believe, an ignition point, and I think a spark plug, if you will. And so the sheriffs are definitely coordinating up there and working together. They joined with Sheriff Mack in his efforts to get together a national sheriff's conference in Las Vegas at the end of January. The people up there are now rejuvenated. They're pursuing legal means. They're pursuing, public opinion. They're pursuing, working with the sheriffs and supporting their sheriffs. And sheriffs that didn't come to that event, people would begin to say, well, how come my sheriff wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really good question. The county commissioners are, standing with the people here. It's been remarkable. I think this is one that everybody across the nation who's been trying to figure out how to make a difference, come join this story. And if you got a story to tell, you let me know, because it's time to let the people speak.
Well, we owe a debt of gratitude to the people that stepped up to be in your documentary and stand up and speak out, because they've identified themselves now. They're very brave, in my opinion, for doing it. Of course, they're trying to just defend rural America is what they're doing. And we owe a debt of gratitude to the sheriffs that came to that event and stood up as well, setting a standard that all of the oath takers, all of the people that swear an oath to protect our rights and protect our ability to define our own quality of life. That's what I was told by my county supervisors, Kurt, that they're there to tell us about our quality of life and that they're in charge of it.